everybody, and welcome to Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, the podcast, brought to you by the Shepherd Express. I'm your host, Matthew Filipovich. Every episode, I'm going to bring on one of the regular comedians from Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, which, in addition to being the podcast that you're listening to right now, is also a monthly live progressive political stand-up comedy show. We're going to discuss and joke about a news story, and then we'll talk a bit about comedy. Speaking of, our next live in-person show is coming up on Saturday, May the 11th. Advance tickets are only $8. They're on sale now at laughingliberallymke.com. On that show, we'll have Alicia Altstadter, Aaron Morris, Michael Kittleson, the accountants of Homeland Security. We'll have a special activist interview with Teron Edwards from Fathers Making Progress. We will also have this week's comedian. I'm so excited that our guest this week is the hysterical Dina Nina, who also happens to be the alder for Madison's 15th District. Dina, thank you so much for being on the show again.
I'm always excited to be on your show.
I'm always excited when you're on the show. So Dina, my friend, today we're going to talk once again about Eric Hovde, the Republican California bank owner who's running for the United States Senate this fall against Tammy Baldwin. Just so if you don't know him, he is a bank owner. He is a mustache enthusiast. He also appears to be, I don't know how I can say this nicely, he appears that he's not a very smart person here. So there's so many instances you start to wonder, what in the world is this guy thinking? So on the podcast before, we previously talked about him sitting shirtless in a frozen lake to try to prove he's not a carpetbagger. We talked about him saying that drinking alcohol should be banned unless you distill it yourself in the state of Wisconsin, like the drunkest state in the union. But that's not all. So this, about a week and a half ago, Hovde was on Fox News Radio's Guy Benson show, and they were talking about Donald Trump's repeated lies about the 2020 election being stolen, which led them talking about voting in nursing homes and debunk claims about that, which led to Eric Hovde saying the following, quote, "Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 months life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote." End quote. All right. So seriously, what in the hell is this moron thinking? I mean, like, for starters, 5 to 6 months is actually not true. That's actually not actually accurate. But insulting older voters, since when has that been an effective Republican electoral strategy? I mean, we all know older voters tend to vote Republican more than younger ones. What's he trying to do here? Say, like, hey, older voters, you better vote for me today because I might not allow you to vote for me tomorrow. And also, if you are an older Republican, what the hell do you do with this information that your candidate doesn't believe that you should be allowed to vote? Or do you just think, well, geez, I don't know. Maybe he's right. Maybe I shouldn't be allowed to vote. In fact, why don't we just go to the next logical step, and why don't we, I don't know, grind me up and turn me into Soylent Green for everyone right now? It's insulting. It's dumbfounding. It's wild. Dina, what is your take on Eric Hovde?
My old lady spots are talking to me right now, and they're saying that this guy is ludicrous. This is why I don't trust hot rich people. Like, I just don't trust hot rich men anymore. And that mustache, first of all, like, I love a beard, but come on, give the porn stash from the 70s back, please. I don't know if I can say that.
But absolutely, yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Please give that porn stash back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's ludicrous. And when you were already seeing, when you disenfranchise voters, they fight back. They bite back. So, and I know, I mean, first of all, rich people who don't have to put their family in homes, how would they know, right? Like, they're going to have home health care until they die. They don't understand what real people have to face every day. And this whole, like, you've only got 5 or 6, come on, 5 or 6 months? No. My grandmother was in the home for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived a really good, healthy life for a while. She cursed about a lot of people, but she, you know, so they are voting for you. And if you're going to disenfranchise them, they're not going to vote for you.
Or will they now, right? Because this is the Republicans in 2020. You would think under any rational world, yes, they'd be like, oh, hell no, I'm not voting for this guy. But again, it's 2024, and it's the land of fake news. You know, Donald Trump endorsed him. So does this still work in 2024? You'd think that it would, but I honestly don't know anymore.
I mean, who knows? If I know Tammy Baldwin, she will counter this, and she has proven to be a representative for people, especially aging people and unions and the poor. So, yeah, like, people like Tammy, too. Like, and she's been there for the aging population, so I can't see that they won't vote for her again. But, you know, hey, if you want to live mostly in California, have a 50-something million-dollar mansion there, and then live in Sherwood Hills and come here to Madison to get your mustache frozen, you know, then do it. Waste your money on that.
One thing too is like it's further in the conversation. They're talking about how like some family members are like, wait a second, my parent voted, and like the fact that they even want that, because that's also illegal too. The only under our state constitution, I found out in this article, the right to vote can only be removed if a person's been legally deemed incompetent by a court, and there's like a very big process to go through. And just the fact that they want to have like, again, they're kind of like their Republican children checking their parents to make sure they don't vote the wrong way, because again, this is in Racine that they're mostly complaining about, right? So it's like a purplish blue area that's where all the voting happened, is these blue nursing homes, you know. It's not like not a red nursing home in, you know, Waukesha or something like that, right? But totally. They complain about these specific nursing homes in specific areas where the Republican children can't put a check on them.
Exactly. Also, yay for 100% of a older home facility voting.
Yeah, exactly. And then for some, again, like a lot of the stuff's been debunked, but the one that was 100% had like 12 people there. So it's not like there's like, it's not like 1,000 people were voting there. It's like, 12 people and they all voted. Well, that sounds like a really nice nursing home. They sound like a very engaged nursing home. I wish if only all of our nursing homes could be like that, with like a small staff and just a small little place. I wish all of us to have a nursing home like that when we get to that time.
Yes. I will not be able to afford that. No, like, there's no way.
Yeah, neither will I.
But also, thank goodness for the staff putting 12 people in a van and taking them to vote, you know?
Yeah.
That's democracy at work.
Right. Well, so, Dina, I know you recently were on a stand-up tour with your one-person show. I saw your show here in Milwaukee, which was awesome. I want to talk a little bit about, we always shift in the podcast talking about comedy. How's comedy been treating you lately? How's the one-person show tour gone throughout going around the Midwest?
It's been going really well. It's you know, I haven't been doing as much stand-up, straight-up stand-up.
Straight up stand up.
Exactly. I haven't been doing much of that, but what I have been doing is the one woman show, the solo show called Born Loud. And it's a mixture of, you know, activism and storytelling and stand up kind of, and then getting people for a talk back on each stage. And it's been really wonderful. It's been an interesting tour. Each show has been a little different. I kind of, when I first started, I was like, I need to work it out. And then I just got on stage and I was like, this show has to be a little more fluid.
Yeah.
Which gives me a chance to explore a lot of things that I don't get to in stand-up, you know, deeper emotions. And so, yeah, it's been wonderful. People have been receptive. I've had Lee Finke, Representative Lee Finke in Minneapolis, come on the stage and talk about being a trans woman in their state house in Minnesota. Joe Castezamaripa, who's an alder in Milwaukee, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. And I'm going to be in Eau Claire coming up in May 25th at it's Clearwater Comedy. They do a wonderful job there. Really great shows. I'm going to have Representative Jody Emerson for my talk back guest, and possibly Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, but we're going to confirm that soon.
Yeah, awesome. And yeah, like, also, just people know, you actually are at the May 11 Laughing Liberally in Milwaukee as well. So
yes.
if you're not going to Eau Claire, if you live in Milwaukee, around Milwaukee, you definitely can see Dina doing, not a full one-person show, but doing a set at Laughing Liberally on May 11th, which will be
great. Yes, and it'll be more stand-up-y.
Straight stand-up-y.
Yeah, straight stand-up-y, but you know, queer. Yeah. Straight, queer, stand-up-y.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So if people want to follow you on social media, I know you also teach classes. Again, you're the Alder in Madison in the 15th District. Where can people find you on social media and all the awesome stuff that you're doing?
Oh, all the socials. I'm Dina Nina XO, DinaNinaXO, and Lady Laughs Comedy on all the socials as well, so... I'm not on X anymore. I bailed. I was like, done.
Yeah, screw that guy. You're not giving Elon Musk any more of your pennies.
Eat the rich.
Exactly. Dina, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being on the show. See you in May.
Can't wait. See you then.
All right, everybody. I want to thank you so much for listening to episode 93 of Laughing Liberally Milwaukee. We have new episodes with a new comedian on the first and third Wednesday of every month. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. You can find out more at laughingliberallymke.com. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you at the next Laughing Liberally Milwaukee.